funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. A word of welcome also to our families and friends and who are following us through the television, the internet, or radio. We gather on this 13th Sunday of Ordinary Time in the Gospel Jesus calls His disciples, just as He's calling all of us today. And just the people in the past, they find reasons not to follow Him. We, however, have responded yes at our baptism. We ask the Lord for the courage and the strength in this Mass to continue to live out that yes. And for the time that we have said no, we ask the Lord now for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, who through the grace of adoption chose us to be children of light, grant, we pray, that we may not be wrapped in the darkness of error, but always be seen to stand in the bright light of truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the first book of Kings. The Lord said to Elijah, "You shall appoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, of Abel-Meholah, as prophet to succeed you." Elijah set out and came upon Elisha, son of Shaphat, as he was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. He was following the 12th. Elijah went over to him and threw his cloak over him. Elisha left the oxen, ran after Elijah, and said, "Please, let me kiss my father and my mother goodbye, and I will follow you." Elijah answered, "Go back. Have I done anything to you?" Elisha left him, and taking the yoke of oxen, slaughtered them. He used the plowing equipment for fuel to boil their flesh, and he gave it to his people to eat. Then Elisha left and followed Elijah as his attendant. The word of the Lord.
Bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. Show me the path to life, fullness of joy in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. You are my inheritance.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, for freedom Christ set us free, so stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. For you are called for freedom, brothers and sisters, but do not use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. Rather, serve one another through love, for the whole law is fulfilled in one statement, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you go on biting and devouring one another, beware that you are not consumed by one another. I say then, live by the Spirit, and you will certainly not gratify the desire of the heart or the flesh. For the flesh has desires against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. These are opposed to each other, so that you may not do what you want. But if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The word of the Lord.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days for Jesus' being taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there. But they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. As they were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead. But you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." To him, Jesus said, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
In religious education class, we were taught that we were created by God out of love. Jesus Christ, the second person of God, created the world and all that is in it. And so when we sinned and were led astray, it was him who voluntarily to come down to earth as one of us to save us, to lead us back to his heavenly Father. And along the way, he would preach the good news, he would perform miracles, and then he invited us to participate in this salvific action, namely to participate in Jesus Christ's works of redeeming us. So when we say yes to this invitation, we actually, we're helping ourselves. But then people during Jesus' time, as well as Jesus, the people during this time, sometimes we find ways to say no instead of find reason to say yes. Recall in the gospel today when a person came to Jesus and said, I will follow you, but first let me go home and bury my father. That's a very reasonable request. But then the scripture scholars say that his father was about 50 years old, so he still have about 30 or 40 more years to live. And so his way was saying that so he wouldn't have to follow Jesus. And so Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. And then another person came and said, I will follow you, but first let me go home and say goodbye to my father and my mother. Another very reasonable request. But then Jesus said, no one who puts a hand on the plows but keeps looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. And so we can see Jesus, during Jesus' time, people would always look for an excuse not to follow him. And in today's world, we still have people who, instead of find the reason to say yes to God, they would always find the excuse why they no longer following God or perhaps be a member of the church. We have heard many reasons before. I share a few with you. Some would say, I'm no longer a Catholic because when we came to Mass late one day and the priest was yelling at us. And another said, we're no longer Catholics because when we were a kid, we in religious education and we were misbehaving and the nun spanked us. And the most favorite one, I'm no longer Catholics because all the people in the church are a bunch of hypocrites. And to which I always tell them, there's always room for one more. And so as you can see how we always look for excuse not to follow than to find a reason to be participate in Christ's invitation to be part of his team. So in today's first reading, we hear how even the greatest of prophets, sometimes they fall into that situation. Elijah was sent by God to go and to seek out Elisha to make him his heir, the next prophet. And Elijah was a very powerful, the most powerful prophet in the Old Testament. He was the one who could make the Jordan River stop on its current and stood up as he passed, walked past it. So on his way to meet up with Elisha, he called Elisha. Elisha was plowing the land with his oxen. And when Elijah called him, he said, well, let me go home and say goodbye to my father and my mother. To which Elijah said, what have I ever done to you? He walked away disappointed. Elisha realized his mistake. He slaughtered the oxen right then and then and used the woods to boil the meat, and then he gave all the meat to the people to eat, a sign of total commitment to God. Now there's nothing to go back to. So he ran after Elijah and he followed him, and he asked Elijah that he would receive double the portion of Elijah's spirit, to which Elijah said, that is a very, very high order. And he said, but if you see me going up in the heaven in the chariots of fire, then it will be given to you. And indeed, Elijah was taken up into heaven in a chariot of fire. And so Elisha got the double portion of the spirit. And so, although Elisha made a mistake of saying no, but then he realized his mistakes, which I'm sure all of us have done that too. We sometimes might be say maybe to God, even though we say yes at our baptism, but then but if you look at it, where Jesus never called us to follow a person. Jesus always called us to follow him. Not a priest, not a nun, not other Catholics, not even our parents. But Jesus called us to follow him. But sometimes we use the excuse of other people, or priests or nuns, because they did something wrong, or perhaps the fellow parishioners, that we use that excuse to not do what we're supposed to do concerning God. About 2 months ago, I announced to you that I've been moved to St. Andrew by the Sea. And today is my last day, and this Mass is my last Mass And after this Mass, I'll get my car and hopefully only pack the things as mine and go on to the next parish. But before I go, I'd like to kind of give you the state of the parish, you know, like state of the union, the state of the city. I thought I'd give you the state of the parish. But I'd like to start out first by thanking you. I appreciate it, and I'm truly grateful for all that you have done for me, your prayers especially, your support and your love that you've shown me. And with your help, together we have been able to do a lot of things, little things, but they're very good things. For example, we don't have a lot of ministries in our parish because we are a parish, but we have a lot of people from other parts of town to come. And so we have a very few of them, but they're very, very good. Take, for example, when you come to Mass, you never see I say Mass without the benefits of the servers. At this Mass, we have 5, 6, sometimes 8 with the bishops here. And so they're always here. So I'd like to thank the parents for being so conscious of the fact that the need to take your children to Mass, but also to get them to participate in the Mass by serving at the altar. And also you always see all the ushers back there properly dressed, greeting us on our way in, on our way out, very kind and gentle, and showing us the seats. And we also have lectors whom, although we have 2, but they faithfully showed up every week, and of course all the extraordinary ministers, they're always here helping us with the many cups that we have to distribute the blood of Christ. And of course we have outside, we have the Knights of Columbus, a small group, but they have been awarded the most active councils in the whole diocese the last 2 years, because they not only help beautify the church here, they mow the lawn, they trim the trees, and they also go outside to help those who are in need. For example, the Shonset sister with Hurricane Harvey, they still go down there helping them once a month or so. And we also have the St. Anne Rosa Society, very small group, elderly ladies, but they help us with the altars, the sacramentals, the wine, the host, the vestments, the chalice. And also, we also have the Catholic daughters, whom you might not see them around, but twice a year they clean the church inside here. They also raise funds to help with the graduating seniors out there. And so ministry-wise, we're doing very well. And also the complex, the buildings of the church are very sound. We put in new AC system, which costs about $200,000. The last 6 years, we invested $600,000 into the buildings, fixing it, doing all these things, the sound system, the lighting downstairs, so the hall is practically new, the rectory as well, new roof, windows, and everything else. And so we spent about $600,000 to upkeeping it, so it costs a lot of money. But you notice we didn't have any fundraisers. Everything comes from what you give in on Sunday, and we try to budget accordingly. And of course, financially, we're doing very well. We have managed as a whole about $900,000 in the bank to save for rainy days. And so we will be good for the next 20 years. Even after I die, it will be really good here still. And so I'd like to thank you. Thank you for the participation that you have said yes to in your baptism, to say yes to this parish, to continue with that yes. And you give with your time, your talent, your treasure. Your prayers goes a long way. And so as I go forth from here, I didn't think I'd last more than 3 years, but I ended up staying twice as long, 6 years. And when the bishop sent out the letter saying, are we be willing to be moved if he asks us to move? And I always say yes, and I get moved. And so I will miss you a great deal, but I'd like to ask you to pray for me as I will pray for you. And by doing so, we'll be able to truly follow the one person that we need to, namely Jesus himself. And if we follow Jesus, then everything else will fall in place. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified and righteous life. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day. In accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead. Amen. You shall love your neighbor as yourself, St. Paul reminded us. And so now we offer our prayers for our neighbors on our street and around the world.
For the church, that we may more closely follow Jesus, building up the kingdom of God through our commitment to the gospel, we pray to the Lord. For our country, as we celebrate Independence Day later this week, that we may realize our dependence on God and on each other, we pray to the Lord. For those who have nowhere to rest their heads because of the natural disasters of summer, storms, tornadoes, wildfires, floods, that they may always find assistance, comfort, and hope, we pray to the Lord. For our parish, that we may be welcoming and supportive of all who are looking for a faith community to call home. And let us pray for the eternal repose of the souls of Franz Seagrave and Rodolfo Zarate. We pray to the Lord. We pray also that the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones. We pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Gavin Aguirre, Dr. George Flood, Loretta Martin, William Henry West, and special intentions for Father Adam Ortega Ortiz, we pray to the Lord. Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Loving God, you continue to bestow your favor upon the human race, the most favor of all your creation. Shower your love upon those most in need and bless us with all your goodness. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. O God, who graciously accomplished the effects of your mysteries, grant, we pray, that the deeds by which we serve you may be worthy of these sacred gifts, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. Our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder to rule in your name over all you have made and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you as in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Comes
are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess our resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church by recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we realize our unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admission to your kingdom, that we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
never be put to shame. In your justice, set me free. Incline your ear to me and speedily rescue me. Be a rock of refuge for me, a mighty stronghold to save me.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.